So, since we had Parshas Emor, we had the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer, we find ourselves in the time period of Sfiras HaOmer to learn a little bit about this, to understand why it is here that we wait until Tzeis HaKochavim to count. We don't count right away at Maariv, most nights, except one night a week, Motzei Shabbos, we count. That's the one night a week we dive in, we say Shema on the right time, and we count Sfiras HaOmer. And also, just a little bit of understanding, what would be the din if a person would miss a day? So the we know it's about brachos, but where that all comes from, so this is really falls in the category of one word in the parsha, tmimus, right? That it has to be tamim, complete, wholesome. And therefore, because of this requirement of tmimus, we'll see certain halachas that emerge. So the Gemara that discusses Sfiras HaOmer's Menachos Samech Vav, Amud Aleph, it demands Gufa. Amar Abaye, mitzvah lemimne yome, u'mitzvah lemimne shavui. So there are two separate mitzvahs. One to count the days of it, today's the 36th day of the Omer, and one is to count the weeks, which is 5 weeks in one day. So there's a mitzvah to do both. Rabbonin Abde, Rabbonin Debei, Rav Ashi, monu yome, monu shavui. They did that. Ameimar, he argued on Abaye, monu yome, velo monu shavui. He only counted the days, but did not count the weeks. Why not? Why doesn't he count them? Omar Zecher Lemikdashu. Because our Sfiras HaOmer nowadays is a reminder of what it was. You know, many things we do in our lives, which is a Zecher Lemikdash. Taking the lulav, right? All 7 days is Zecher Lemikdash. So Rashi HaKodesh tells us on the right side, Meimer Moni Yome Velo Shvuye. Omar says, Hai Minyona Dehashta. The fact that we're counting nowadays, post Churban, Lav chovahu. It's not an actual real obligation. Daha leka oimer. We didn't bring the korban this year. Ella zeche lemikdash ba'almuhu. Hilkach biyome sogi. Therefore, since we're not really doing it, right? We don't. It's a reminder. We shouldn't forget. We should do something as commemorative of it. And therefore, since it's a dinder rabbanon, we're just doing this. Therefore, we would not have to count both the days and the weeks. He just counted the days. So Tosos on the left hand side. And the Dibra Maschal Zechel Mikdash, who near the Besafek Chashecha, if we have a doubt whether it is nighttime, Yachel Levarich, you could make a bracha. So Safek Chashecha is another word for what? For what time period? Benish Mashos. Yeah. So comes Tosos and says, nowadays, since it's Dirabonon, you can count during Benish Mashos. So for those people, shuls, whatever, they count during Benish Mashos, they have. Tosfos rely upon. And many shuls have this minhag. They will count during Bein HaShvashos because of this idea. Also, we could add in another idea. Tmimus means to count at the earliest time. You want to count, get the most out of your counting. So if you're counting, let's say you have a 24-hour period to count that day of the Omer. Okay. So if I count it 17 hours into the day, well, technically I did count it, but it's much better if I would count it at the beginning of the day, at the earliest opportunity. So comes along Tosus and says that one can count at Bein HaShmoshos, right? Yoch Levarich de'ein ve'ein tzorich lahamtin ad shehe vaday laylo. One does not have to wait until it is nighttime. Kev and shehu sveke derabonon. Since this is a doubt, derabonon. So one can count lichat chil at this time, right?
People do that.
Do yeah, yeah. I think Talmidim of Rav Soloveitchik they count.
They don't wait for three stars.
They do not wait till Tzeis HaKochavim. I don't need to, but again, there's another svara as well. You could add to this that people are afraid if they're in shul and they count in shul, then they'll it's more likely they're going to remember. Rather than you tell them, reminds them to count when you get home. Nowadays, they got all these fancy schmancy apps you could download. The Sfiras HaOmer.
So if you do count during Bein HaShmoshos,
you do not have to repeat.
You should count again.
Well, not with the bracha. You can say it again.
Not with the bracha.
No. But some people just frequently throughout the day say what the day of the Omer is. There's an Indian to constantly be saying what the day it is. So we have a refrigerator magnet. That's like... I think since we bought that refrigerator magnet, we haven't missed yet. You're always looking at it. You're always eating. You're always looking at the refrigerator. But even if one did count with a bracha during Bein HaShmoshos, one should perhaps still recount again afterwards, but would not make another bracha.
My Zmanim. Have you heard of them?
My Zmanim. Yeah, they have like these reminders.
Yeah, I get an alert every night.
There you go.
At the appropriate time, it tells me when to count and the number because I probably forget. Because I can't remember.
So someone asked me, well, they have. Can you set the time for when you want the alert to tell you, or they just automatically send
they
it to
send
you?
They send it, I think, at the time that you can say it.
Oh, good.
According to a shita.
Yeah, someone said 8:30. So someone told me they got an alert at 8:30. Could they actually count then? I said, Shabbos was over 8:40 sometimes. I thought, look, you count then, you're not... Benish Mashalos Me'ikr Hadin, we'd probably say, I mean, we have Chumros upon Chumros, but we'd probably say about 25 minutes after Benish Mashalos, you're good to go. So I don't think someone's going to have to repeat. So if you forget to count during the nighttime, we'll count the next day as well. And now, not a bracha, we don't make a bracha during the daytime, but then you're still in the running. According to Tosfos, you're still in the running. At the bottom, at the very bottom, V'od pasuk b'hilchos gedolos, the Bahag, she'im hifsik yom echad, meaning you missed a day. You missed at night, you didn't remember the following day, lo sofer shuv. You can count again. Right? You cannot count anymore. You missed a day. And this is the Bahag's opinion. Once you miss a day, you're out because you don't have completeness anymore. You missed Tamimus.
So he says you can't count at all?
He's quoting the... Well, you know, it means really you don't count the bracha. You're supposed to count, but you don't make a bracha anymore. Okay. That's what the Bahag says. But look at Tosfos, the bottom line. V'tema gedola. This is tema gedola. Who? V'lo yitachin. It can't be. It can't be true. It can't be, says Tosfos, that if you missed one day of the Omer, you can't count with the bracha? Why not? Huh. So you see from Tosfos and their lumdus, when they're analyzing the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer, they understand it to be as 49 separate mitzvos. Okay, so if I missed mitzvah number 7, so why does that affect mitzvah number 8, 9, 10, 11? So yeah, okay, you missed a day. You missed that day's mitzvah. You didn't miss the whole thing. So they quote the Bahag, and they don't like the Bahag. They said, Tema Gedola, can't be. But I've seen this a lot. People quote the Bahag, but if you look, that's not really what the Bahag says. If you look at the Bahag in the next source, see what's on the third line? Yeah? Let's see what the Bahag really says, and then we'll have to see how people say over the Bahag. Hey Chedolomona Omer Laila Kama. You know what Laila Kama is?
The first night.
In a case where you missed the first night, Lo Anim Shar Lelo Seha, by time of Inis Sheva Shabbosos Tamimos Velailas, Aval Bashar Lelo Seha, Hechadelo Mona, Maurta, Mani, Leomne, Shabidon. Fine. He says that you missed the first night. And then the Bahag really says if you missed the first night of Sfiras HaOmer, then you can't. So that's not such a. A big chiddush.
That's the second night of Pesach.
That's the second night of Pesach in Chutz Laaretz, right? Or if you're in Eretz Yisrael, so it's the first day of Chol HaMoed. That's when you start counting. So Soloveitch explained, of course, if you miss the first night, you can't count anymore. Because counting by definition means a sequence. Mm-hmm. If you're counting something, you never start counting at number 2.
Right.
You count with number 1. Right, so you get one. You miss one. You miss the nuffle yisod, nuffle habinyan. You miss the whole thing. There's nothing to talk about anymore. But the way that everyone quotes the Bahag is that if you miss one night in the middle, you can't count anymore. Mm-hmm. Right? There's a famous comment to the Sefer HaChinuch. He asks a few. There's a famous. He talks about why is it kids right nowadays have like a running total how many days left of school? Right? Mm-hmm. They can tell you without. Without a hesitation, okay, I know exactly how many days left, how many hours, how many seconds. Okay, they got it all down pat. Because they're counting down, they can't wait until the last day of school. So there's so much anticipation for it. Normally when we anticipate something, we do a countdown, right? Mm-hmm. So why, ask the Sefer HaChinuch, why don't do a countdown towards Shavuos? Mm-hmm. Can't wait till Shavuos. 49 more days till Shavuos, right? 10 more days till Shavuos, 9 more days. Why do a countdown instead of what we do, a count up? Mm-hmm. So says the Sefer HaChinuch, be too depressing. If we start, I said, oh my goodness, 49 more days until Shavuos? Oh, can't wait. 48 more days? Can't do it. So that's why, says the Sefer HaChinuch, we count up. First day towards Shavuos, second day. But then he asks Akashan himself, if that's true, we should be counting down, but we don't want to because it's too big of a number. Why don't we do as follows? Why don't we count halfway? 24, 28, 25 days of the Omer. And now, it's not so far. I count to 25. So now, I'll switch midstream, right? And I'll go 24 more days left till Shavuos, 23, 28. Sefer HaChinuch asks, why don't we do such a thing? No, here it's the previous mitzvah right before. It's in Shin Vav. Why don't we do that? So he says it'd be too confusing. Mm-hmm. Hey, we have a hard enough time remembering to count at all. We need the apps to remind us to count. But
aren't we counting up because we're going to a higher level?
That's another. We said the Mahalach last week, right? They were like the Maharal that we're trying to increase in our. We're elevating the Torah. The Torah itself becomes Madrig.
But that, going down, then it sounds like we only have 2 days left to the finals. You know?
Yeah. Right. Panicking. Right. Only doing. I'm not prepared. So the Sefer Chinuch is structured, but he does three things on every mitzvah. He follows the Rambam's counting. The first thing he does on every mitzvah, he tells you the pasuk. Right. This is where we learn out the mitzvah of Tzitzis or Shabbos or Paraduma, whatever it is. The second thing he does is Mishor Shem Mitzvah is his reason for the mitzvah. And the last thing he does on each and every mitzvah is the halacha. Does it apply to men and women, or only men? Does it apply in Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz? Does it only apply in Eretz Yisrael, like Shemitah or something like that? Does it apply nowadays, since we don't have a Beis HaMikdash? Does it apply only the times of the Beis HaMikdash, Korbanos? So he says like this in number three. Midini haMitzvah, right? This is the last part, the third section of the mitzvah. Masha Omer Zichron Vrocha She Mitzvah Limnoisan Mi Be'erev Kedei Shiye Tmimus. Okay, we counted the night time to get the full day. Kemosha Omer Hakosiv Tmimus Tiyena. For Omer Zichron Vrocha, quote Gemara, Amos Ahein Tmimus Bizman Shemaschim Mi Be'erev. When you count the night time, Umikom Mokam Pirshu Meforshim Sheim Shachach Lamona Mi Be'erev. You forgot to count at night. Moine Lamacher Kol Hayom. You're allowed to keep counting the whole day. Yesha Omrun, I says, some say like this, Misha Shachach Lomona Yom Echod, if someone forgot and did not count one day, Shein Yachalim Nos Od Ba'osa Shana. You can't count anymore that year, meaning with a bracha. Who's that Yesha Omrun? Who's he quoting? Whose opinion is if you miss a day, you're out?
Well,
whose opinion is that?
Well, we said it's a misquote of...
It's a misquote of the Bahag, right? Okay, so that's the way he's bringing down the Bahag. Lefi Shekulon Mitzvah Achasi. That's the key line. Because according to the Bahag, he fundamentally understands Sfiras HaOmer different than Tosfos. Tosfos understood as 49 separate mitzvahs, each one is by itself, and the Bahag is learning mitzvah achas hi. There's one mitzvah, and therefore if you missed one night, one day out of it, you didn't get the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer. So in Lomdus we would say like this, according to Tosfos it's 49 separate mitzvahs, according to the Bahag it's one mitzvah with 49 parts to it, right? So he quotes the Bahag, he doesn't like it. Mikavin she shachach mehen yom echad harei kol hacheshben batel mimen. You lost the whole counting. Velo hodu morenu shibidorenu lesvarzu. The rabbis of our generation, says the chinuch, do not hold from this. Ela misha shachach yom echad, right? If you forgot one day, here's what you do. Yomer emesh hayekach. Yesterday was 25. Below bracha. And now, umonim acharei hacherim im kol yisrael. And you keep counting. So you missed it again. You count the first 24 days.
Without a bracha.
He says, with a bracha. He says, you said yesterday was 25, and now I count 26 with a bracha. So according to this, because he's learning, the chinuch is learning like Tosfos.
Right.
That it's, okay, so you missed a day. All right, but the nishkeferlech, you continue to count. Which makes a lot of sense. If you're understanding it's a mitzvah b'fnei atzmo, so what would you tell a person, it's not a perfect example, but a person forgot for whatever reason they put on tefillin one day. So you're out now, It's not a perfect example, but just the idea about it, just because you didn't do a mitzvah yesterday, so why wouldn't you do the next day's mitzvah? Right? It's a separate day. It's a new mitzvah. It's a mitzvah tonight to count Omer. So count with the bracha. So that's the classic machloikis between the Bahag and the Tosus. What's that?
And I guess the Chinuch as well.
And the Chinuch and the Ri. Yeah, we got a lot. It's Bahag basis versus almost everybody else. So let me ask you a question. According to the Bahag, who learns one mitzvah, 49 parts to it, why do you make a bracha every single night?
Sounds like they are separate mitzvahs.
Right? If it's one mitzvah, where do you find making 49 brachas on one mitzvah?
Right.
Right? But the Bahag says you do make.
Sounds like a steer to me.
Right? It's good kasha, yeah? What do you think? You have an answer for that?
I'm trying to think of this other...
Is there anywhere else we find making brachos on a chelik of the mitzvah?
There's cases where you have multiple brachas for the same mitzvah. Like learning Torah, right? We have two brachas that we say.
Okay.
Learn Torah.
Yeah.
So.
But that's the opposite. That's making same brachos on one mitzvah.
Yeah, but I was saying it's not the opposite. It's not exactly because it's still one mitzvah that you have multiple brachas on.
Okay.
It's just not pieces of the mitzvah.
All right. Good. I like it. Anything else?
Pieces of the mitzvah. I mean, tefillin too. You have two.
So Svardim and the Gra only make one bracha, unless they speak. If they speak, then they'll make a mitzvah tefillin as well, right? We, the Bnei Ashkenaz, we make two brachas. Mm-hmm. That's according to some, that's why we say Baruch Shein Kvod Malchuso L'Olam Vaed, in the case of the second was really bracha d'vatala. Okay, so tefillin, maybe Talmud Torah.
2 days of Rosh Hashanah.
2 days of Rosh Hashanah.
Is there one mitzvah that was considered one long day?
Yeah, it's Yom HaRichta, so therefore, interesting.
But we make a separate
Kiddush
for each.
Okay, good. So look at the Griz, the Briskerov. He says it's not a problem. Number 5. Okay, so he quotes this whole idea that we need tamimus, right? He quotes the Tosfos on the fourth line. Venira bekavonas habahag. You have to explain according to the Hag the sphere lay de mitzvas sphira hakol mitzvah achasi. It's all one mitzvah. Dehainu chamishim yom v'sheva shabbosos. Okay, counting the 50 days, 7 weeks. V'zehu de'yalfina mitmimus. Dehi mitzvah achas. V'ha de'marvichin. I'm sorry, I read it wrong. De'marvichin. We make brachos. B'chol yom mishum. Dechein hadin b'chol mitzvahs. Kol zman shelo kiyim es kulo. De'marvichin gam al chelik mimeno. Now you make a bracha on, says the Chiddush, says the Griz, the Brisker Rav, that you can make brachos on a chelik of the mitzvah.
He's saying specifically here, or as a general concept?
Well, you see from this in the Hag. This is pshat in the Hag. The Al-Kain, Svirle, right, yeah.
He's saying it in such a way that this could be applicable in other situations, or he's only using it to explain this?
Yes, I'm trying to, we have to figure out. Are there other times where you make a... Maybe Dalakosos by the Seder. Sfardim and Ashkenazim, Achleik is how many brachas we make on there. Whether you learn that each cup is a mitzvah of Neatzma, or if it's one mitzvah of Dalakosos.
I mean, the other way you could look at it is that there's a hefsek in between the actions of the counting. And any situation where you have a hefsek, right, you have to make another bracha again.
It's a hefsek?
You're waiting a whole day between...
But I can't count the next day, it's not the Zaman. In other words, I can't count, it's not like I could stay right now on the day one and just count all 49. By definition, the hefsek would be if I counted and then if I made the bracha and then count. But if I make the bracha like we do in shul and I count right afterwards, that's not a hefsek. But if the gedder of it is that
no,
I can't
but,
yet
but
count.
You're drinking your coffee, you make your bracha, and then you have a sip.
Yeah.
And then you leave it alone, you come back to it after X period of time.
More than 72 minutes, right?
Whatever.
There's a birchas hamitzvah and birchas nehenin. Right when I'm eating or drinking or something like that. Yeah, okay. So there's a thing called a shear equal, the time of digestion, which is like you said, 72 minutes. Right. So then if you didn't bench right, it's terminated that eating session. But by the birchas hamitzvah, I can't count it. I don't think it's a hefsek because I can't do it. Right.
I was just throwing out.
Okay, no. So we'll come back to it. There's the base Yosef brings outside from the Chumash Adeshin an interesting idea. If I have a suffix, whether I counted or not, if I totally missed a day, that's the machlokis between the Tosfos and the Bahag. Tosfos keep on counting with a bracha, Bahag says, no, you're out. What if I have a doubt? What if I have a doubt? I'm not sure, did I count yesterday or not? I thought I did, I'm not sure. What would the halacha be in that case? He brings the Trumas Adeshin, you continue to count with a bracha, if you had a doubt. So in the Shulchan Aruch, in source number 7, says the Mechaber on the top, Im shochach levarech be'echad mehayomim. Right? If you forgot one of the days, bein yom rishon, bein mishar yomim. So he actually puts in the Bahag, right? Whether it was the first day or any other day, right? He does quote that idea. Sofer bishar yomim bilo bracha. We continue to count without a bracha. Aval, im hu mesupak, you have a doubt, im dileg yom echad v'lo sofer. If you skip the day and count it, yispor b'shar yomim bivracha, you continue to count with a bracha. So he brings this idea of the Trumas Adeshin, he brings this machlokis, but you see that who did the Mechaber Paskin like?
Bahag.
He passed like the Bahag. Hmm. Right, so what's that based upon? So I have to try to work out the lumdus as to why we're doing what we do. The Mishnah helps us out in Sifkat in Lamid Vav. Sofer Bashar Yom. So we're going to continue to count. Kedas Harbe Poskim. According to the majority of Poskim, De'ein Sviras Hayomim Ma'akvin Zezeh. Just because I missed one day, okay, so that's a new mitzvah. That's like Tosfos. The majority of people learn. The Rosh, they're holding like this. V'chol yoma v'yoma mitzvah b'fnei atzmohi. Each day is its own mitzvah. So of course you're going to keep counting. Now, is it a problem? Is it a problem to do the mitzvah without the bracha? If I did any mitzvah, but I didn't make the bracha. If I blew shofar, I didn't make the bracha before. I lit Chanukah, but I didn't learn. I shook lulav, but I didn't make the bracha before. Is it mag? No, it's not ma'akev. You did the best way. You're supposed to make the bracha on it. But technically speaking, you're still doing the mitzvah, right?
So you are yotzi.
Yeah, sure. Okay. Anyway, let's say this. Let's say a person, for every reason, was absent-minded. And then when they put on their tefillin, they forgot to make a bracha. Mm-hmm. So they can make a bracha whenever they remember while they're storing their tefillin. Mm-hmm. Because it's a mitzvah nimshaches. It continues to go. So the whole time you're wearing your tefillin, you can make a bracha on it. So here we're saying, keep counting. You would have thought if the Bahag was really right, it's not a mitzvah, or we pass like the Bahag, so you say, okay, I'm out, okay, I'll count again next year, try, no point counting. No, he says, each day is one by itself. I said, Mimon of Shach, if it's really a mitzvah by itself, so why aren't you going to make the bracha? So he says, in Lamed Zayin, below bracha, L'chush l'man da'om d'sfir sheva shabasas t'mimus be'inon. You have to have complete v'haleika. Right? You don't have tmimus because deha chaser chad yoma. You missed a day. So we hold like the Bahag also. We hold Tosas, you continue to count, but we hold like the Bahag as well. We're going to count, but without the bracha. We're balancing, we're merging both different opinions together. That's what we do. V'nochem b'zeh, what's the correct thing to do if you did miss? Sheyishma habracha min hashliach tzibur, omeyachad mehamvarchin v'ane omein. So you listen to somebody who is still counting with the bracha. They have you in mind, right? You say amen, and then now you what's it called? You
count.
You keep count. You count, right? So that's what you should do. Again, this only works if
somebody stole.
Somebody you have to have someone stole, or in shul, right? So hopefully, somebody in I saw an interesting tshuva. I think it was the Shevet Halevi. I don't recall exactly the quote from him, but it was discussing the case. What if the Rav forgot? He's going to be embarrassed. It can happen, right? Okay. So, really, what do we say? Okay, it's a teaching moment. See? The Rav didn't make a bracha. Why not? He forgot. Okay, so now I learn the hacha, right? But he actually has, there's a tzad to say that he could continue to make with the bracha because there's enough to be, okay. But not for right now. The next Mishnah Berurah is interesting, though, because he's going now on the part of where...
I learned that if you simply... forgot, like in the evening, to say with the bracha, and you remember to say hayom yom, you know, during the day.
Yeah.
Then you could still count the next evening.
Yeah, exactly.
With a bracha.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yes, yeah, because okay. You didn't miss the day.
Right.
That's called tzmimus. Correct. You got it in within that 24-hour period.
Okay.
Got it. So you're good.
We didn't address why we don't make a bracha during the day, though.
Yeah. Okay. So. We'll...
Is that something to cover? Or is that?
Not for now. Yeah. Okay. Yisur Shah Yom Bracha. You're going to continue to count the days with the bracha. This is when you had a suffix. So he says, De'ika Sfeik Sfeika. Because you have a double doubt. Now, well, he speaks out what the double doubt is. Doubt number one, Shema Lo Dilei Klal. Maybe you really didn't miss. Right? That's my 50%. It's in 50-50%. Maybe I counted. Maybe I didn't count. So maybe I counted. Then I'm good. And even if you're going to tell me the other way that I didn't count, Im Tim Saloma Shadilek, maybe I really did skip a day. Shem Halacha Ka'osan Aposkim Dechol Yom Hu Mitzvah Fnei Atzmo. Maybe the Halacha is really like Tosfos and everyone else who says that each day is by itself and you could continue to count with a bracha. Right? V'hu Adin B'chol Dover Shadin Alach Zulispor B'li Bracha Machma Sofik. Right? Im lo chozer v'siper, yispor sh'ar leilos bivracha. Okay. Now, I want to just explain for a second what the mathematics is, I'll call it, behind Sfeik Sfeika. According to some, it's a numbers game. If I use my percentages, so my first suffix, doubt number one, makes it to 50-50, right? It's 50% I can, 50% I can. So now, in this 50%...
So you don't have to... You don't have to quantify your doubt. If there's any doubt at all, maybe I didn't, or maybe... I mean, is it automatically a 50-50 once there's a speck of a doubt in your mind?
Yeah. If I really have a doubt, a doubt's a doubt.
So it counts for a full 50%.
I think so, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, right. And then, I'm not splitting hairs so much. But within that other 50%, right, this side, so now I have my 50 that says I can continue to count. Now I have But then that 50, if I missed, so even if I did miss, 25 and 25, 25% says you're still allowed to keep counting because we hold like Tosfos. And that Tosfos is like the Behag that you're out. So now I added my Sfeik Sveika. Sufik Sfeik Sveika makes it 75 to 25. And it's a numbers game. You follow Rove. You follow the 75% of the Lumdus that would allow me to continue to count. Let me see if we have time to do a few more. What time is this? I'll do a few more on the next page. About women counting Sfirasa Omer. So if you look in the Mishnah Berurah, this is source number 8. V'noshim v'avadim peturois mimitzvazu. Women and avadim do not count Sfirasa Omer to have a mitzvah seishas man groma, because this is like one of the best examples of a time-bound mitzvah, right? There's no mitzvah in the middle of the wintertime to be counting Sfirasa Omer.
Avadim were held by the same
standard. An eved has the same status as a woman. Potter from its associations on Grama. The two of them go together. Right? Because of Amogin Avram, Mihu, Kvar Shavya Laihu Choiva. Nevertheless, the women have accepted upon themselves as an obligation. Kimadumish Medinoseinu, Lo Nohagunashe Klaalispor. Here the women don't count. Because of Sefer Shulchan Shlomo, the Alkoponim Lo Yavarchu. Even if they're counting, they shouldn't make a bracha. The Havada Yitu Beyom Echod. They're certainly going to make a mistake on one of the days. Vigam al pirov enim yodim pirush hamilos. And the majority of women don't even know what the words mean.
We should not learn this particular section with a wife, right?
Well, depends whether she knows what the Mishnah means. If she doesn't know what it means, you can learn with her, but no, I'm just kidding. But I think nowadays when women most women who know what the how to count in Hebrew, and therefore they know what it means when they are making a bracha.
I would bet your daughter and wife have an equal chance, or not if not greater chance, of knowing what the.
But I don't want to learn because they'll be hurt if they hear
this. So what was I going to tell you? So if you look at this, he says. He quotes the Shulchan Shlomo, right? This is the source for it in the next source, right? Noshim peturos mi misfiras haomer to have mitzvaseishas van grama avshav elayhu choiva v'nirli the alkoponim lo yivarchu to have bevada yotu biyom echod v'lo yadinun hadin. Now, what does it mean v'lo yadinun hadin? He's saying a different thing. He's saying the Shulchan Shlomo is explaining that women don't know the words. They don't know the din. And what's the din if you forget to count?
Then you don't make a bracha.
You don't make a bracha. That's why they shouldn't count. Because if they count and they missed a day, they're not going to know halacha is. You're supposed to...
Might say the bracha.
That's what he's saying, like... Voda ha'enim mevina mashehu soferes. Okay, v'zeh ma'od tzarech lizar lehavein mashehu oimer. You have to know what you're saying. That applies to the men also. You have to know what you're saying. But,
so the real halacha is that they're not mechoyev to say it, but if they have the seichel to know the halacha, then they can.
To know that if we have to educate, to know that if they forget, they're out. Right. Not to continue counting with it, because we would assume that would be a bracha levatala.
Okay.
But it's interesting point. What about the previous brachas they made up till now? They forgot, you know, they were going great until Shabbos. They forgot day number 35.
Well, it's not just they, it's anybody.
Anybody.
Yeah.
So what happens to all those? What happens to those 34 brachos beforehand?
You mean what technically happens?
Yeah.
Or what's the status? I mean,
what's the status? Is it a bracha levatala?
No. So it's like anything else that we did with the proper intention at the time, right? It should be fine.
Should
be fine because at that moment
it was
real bracha. But I didn't. According to Tosos, it's no problem. Right. No, you got 34 brachos. Shkoyach. According to Behag though, who says it's one mitzvah, and you didn't get the mitzvah.
Right. Or anything else? You're about to take a cup of coffee and it falls out of your hands. I mean,
it's an onus, okay?
No, but so at the time you made the bracha, presumably there was
you did it, right? Yeah. The time you made it. So there's a fascinating ritva, which I didn't know it actually happened to me, and I didn't know the halacha. I mean, it was years ago. I remember I was engaged when this happened, and I didn't know the halacha. I looked it up, and I was so happy to see the ritva says this. What's the din? I remember what happened. It was late for Shalosh Shudas, and we washed, and then we realized it was too late to actually... It was too late, so it didn't come over to because it was past the time we allowed to really start to sit down and have a meal during... okay. So I was thinking, but I made Al Natilas Yadayim. So the Ritva writes... Look, I'll show you in the... number 11. This is Mitvin Chulin. Kuf Vav Amid Aleph. Hanota yod of lachilo, borich al natilas yadayim. Okay, so you washed to eat. Va'achach nimlach, you changed your mind. V'ochel achshav ein bekach klum. No problem. No problem. V'ein mechayvin oso lecho. We don't tell you must eat now. Kadesh shelo tehei berchos levatola. You don't know. You must eat something now. Dahami kivin shenoto yod of gomelo bebrach birchas natila shaleha hu mevorich. You made the bracha at the right time. So therefore, that's the thing. So this Ritva saves our 34 brachos on like you're saying, Michael, it saves all of our previous brachos that we made. It's not going to be a bracha levatola because at the time I made, I counted Sfiras HaOmer. I was doing it.
So I'm not sure if that would help Shal Shudas though, because if you washed already after the time that you were allowed to,
I mean, I couldn't go ahead and eat. I wouldn't have been able to eat at that time.
You wash right before the time and then. The time to make the motzi.
Well, that depends. Right, yeah, it was right on the edge. That's one thing.
But I mean, if you washed, you sort of told the statute of limitations, didn't you?
What's that?
If you washed right before the zman.
I forget exactly what it was. Ruin Yerushalayim, and I forgot it. We were trying to scramble. It was late and running around, and by the time we couldn't find it, I forget all the whole thing.
I mean, you have, I'm sure it happens a lot where you wash, and all of a sudden you see there's no challah left. You know, you go.
Right.
Especially here,
but if you started the process at the right zman. Then maybe you
change
okay.
Yeah. You change your mind. You say, I was going to, you know, think about that. Oh my God. Imagine, forget this. It's a regular, it's a Sunday morning. I want to have a bagel. I wash, and then I sit there and think, I change my mind. I don't want a bagel. I don't want to.
Well, the bracha is on washing.
The bracha is on washing, right. But we say, oh, but you want Natilas Yadayim. Now you have to go ahead and eat the bagel. So Ritva says no. Ritva says no. So based upon this, which is the fascinating question, what would be if a person knew when Sfiras HaOmer is starting,
they weren't going to make it?
You're not going to make it. Not going to make it. Person, for whatever reason, I'm flying across the international dateline, or I'm going to be in the hospital, or so whatever it is. I know right now I'm not going to make it. So according to the Bahag, right? So well, according to Tosus, of course you count because each night each day is a mitzvah itself. According to the Bahag, so even though each one is a separate mitzvah, with that Bahag, if you use this Ritva, 1 second. Then would come out, right?
That's not at the time you're starting. You're okay, but 1 second, it is.
Meaning you, within the Bahag, he would tell you don't do it. But if you use the Ritva's understanding with the Bahag, then you could even do it then, mm-hmm. Because even you did a partial kilo, and that's fine. You did the mitzvah by itself, right?
Because you had the kavana at the...
I was doing it right. I was counting.
In the correct...
Even if I knew in advance, I'm not going to finish. I'm okay, so it's fine. So according to Ritva's understanding within the Bahag, that would still be... Mm-hmm. That would still work as well.
And we can rely on this Ritva?
Yeah. Lamaisa, we rely upon that. I mean, there's a fascinating discussion. Again, we're out of time. But the whole discussion about what about a katan who becomes bar mitzvah during the Omer?
Oh, my...
So that's maybe next time we'll try to touch on.
Well, so they could start at first with chinuch and then go into the actual mitzvah.
Ah, but they weren't mitzvah oise. They weren't commanded to do it. There was only a din d'rabbanan. Right? There was only a chinuch.
You don't do chinuch and d'rabbanan.
We do chinuch and d'rabbanan. Yeah. Yeah. So that's why the. That's what there's a Magen Avraham
says. Practice putting on tefillin before.
Yeah.
Magen Avraham says when you buy a chinuch set. For a lieu of an esrog, it has to be kosher because you treat them correctly.
So why wouldn't be a problem to treat it as chinuch?
Because it's not because he didn't do all four lemitzes as a mitzvah.
You're saying so you wouldn't have a full complete
correct mitzvah. Yeah,
again,
yeah.
Only problem for the
it has to be tamis.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. All right, shkoyach.
Thank you for coming.
All right, sorry for the.